I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to the Bullseye Podcast, brought to you by AFI Advisors. This is Josh Shores, here with Peter Raber and Brian Brummett.
Bah humbug.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Merry everybody.
Christmas. Hey, everybody.
So it is December 20th. When we're recording this, this should be coming out Christmas Eve morning, if I've timed it right on my end.
So everybody's first priority on Christmas Eve.
Absolutely.
Christmas Eve, wake up, have some coffee, some Folgers in your cup.
Throw some Bullseye Podcast on.
Tommy came home. It's one of my favorite Christmas commercials.
Don't watch the news. Listen to the Bullseye Podcast. Are you guys ready for Christmas?
I am not wrapped, but I've bought everything that's going to be bought.
Think I'm ready.
You purchased your two gifts this year?
I got my couple of gifts. They wrapped, and I guess families learned not to expect anything else from me. So, yeah,
I wrapped all my gifts last night. Yeah.
So you're in charge of napkins.
I'm in charge of napkins. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Don't bring the wet ones this year.
Or whatever Food City has that morning. You know, whatever. Right.
So do you celebrate Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
So I actually do both. We do Christmas Eve with Lacey's family and then Christmas Day with mine. Kind of turned into the thing. What about you guys?
We're all over the place. It varies year after year.
We have this three-day weekend coming up that I get really excited about, and I love Christmas. But I come back from this three-day weekend maybe more tired than I went into it.
Well, and this is the last year where Christmas falls for us, where we do get that three-day weekend.
Okay.
So, because Christmas is on Monday, right? Right. So we'll close, we're open when the market's open. So going forward, it's like a half day before for Christmas Eve, and then you get Christmas Day. So it'll be like a half day Monday, Tuesday you're closed, and then 3 day week after that.
Oh, that's the worst.
I don't know. This way we're missing out on our half day.
Right.
Yeah, but...
So the best case situation would be Christmas on a Friday for us.
For us, yeah. You'd have the half day Thursday.
Thursday, off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I think that's how the NYSE would work.
Yeah.
We had our office Christmas party yesterday.
We did. It went well.
That was fun.
We broke bread together and shared laughs and shared gifts.
Turns out y'all are actually pretty cool people.
Who knew? Y'all aren't so bad after all.
We had gone away from the office Christmas party there for a little while, so this was good to get everybody back and the swing of things. And
we did the secret Santa game. So I know that in our either the last or a couple episodes ago, I talked about how I couldn't keep up with all the differences in the like dirty Santa, secret Santa, this, that, or the other. We did secret Santa, and it was fun.
You gave an awesome gift. Turns out, guys, you want Josh to draw your name. He's apparently thoughtful.
Yeah, baby.
He went all the way to an antique store.
He did.
I put a lot of effort into my gift, and
it was obvious.
It was fun. It was fun.
It was odd. You know, it was random. People drawing names out of the hat, and we had two different pairs of people who gave each other their Secret Santa gifts. Yeah.
Well, we have what was the was there eight of us total?
Eight total.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tricky number. It does kind of lead me into my thinking of wanting to talk to you guys about strategy when it comes to Dirty Santa, which is a totally different game.
It's a little less like nice. Yeah, you got something special for some.
I don't know if anyone's instructed you on how to play, but I was
so
just
there's
blown
different
away.
Rules, right?
Yeah, different rules. You draw numbers in the beginning to see what order you go. All the gifts are kind of piled in the middle, ideally. And when it's your turn to go, you can either pick from the pile or you can steal from someone. I know when we played this at the chamber party, we did this and it was actually it was a lot of fun. But I think we set a limit to 3 times. An item can be stole 3 times.
Okay.
Before
it's like locked in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I can't help but think that the two of you would have some sort of strategy behind this of landing the gift that you want. So I'm curious because I go into it totally blind. I have no like preemptive strategy in my head. I'm just very anxious to see what all's out on the table. So ideally you would want to go later in the round because it gives you an opportunity to see everything that's, you know, been opened and make a choice. But what do you guys do? What's your strategy?
The trick is to get a little piece of paper and write the number 1 on it. And then whenever you draw from the hat, just pull that number out. But so that might be cheating.
So Brian's strategy is cheating.
Just cheating.
Okay, that was really quick. I was hoping we'd fill a little more time than that. Peter, what you got?
So my strategy starts, first I calculate how many people are in the draw.
Mm-hmm. No, beautiful mind style.
I do think it starts beforehand trying to figure out is the group of people going to put gag gifts in, right, or are they going to put cool gifts in?
Oh, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
And so trying to kind of psychologically think about the group of people and saying, all right, do I need to, if I put something that I want in the grouping, I know there's at least one present in there that I could steal. And if I can make it so particular to something that I would want that nobody else would, mm-hmm, then I've got a good chance of giving. Now, that's not in the spirit of giving, but...
but neither is the game.
Neither is the game. But so that's one thought. I've not played, actually, with the limit on how many times people can steal. I've never, mm-hmm, probably been in a group that it made sense to do that. But I normally try to find something that, if I do steal it, I don't think other people would want.
Yeah.
It's just not exciting, but it's something that I'm okay with.
Now, definitely agree. Going after that thing that... if you go after the thing everybody wants, it's probably going to be stolen. Unless it locks it in or, you know, whatever. But right, if you get that specific thing that matches something you
have... It's definitely good
or,
to yeah, set a limit, though. Especially if you have a large group.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can quickly find yourself turning into... you know, something similar to a game of Monopoly that lasts literally the entire night.
Oh, yeah.
People are just stealing each other's gifts.
So I did one. We actually did a Dirty Santa or Dirty Christmas or whatever it's called for the chamber, too, with my group. And it was me, like, 2 other dudes and 30-some women. So I ended up with...
lotion.
Yeah. No, it's worse.
Scented candles.
Women's 9 to 11 size socks, which is too big for Lacey. My mom or my sister. So,
Goodwill it is.
Goodwill it is. It didn't work. And another thing is I always felt like I was going to steal, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. I'd look at somebody and just think, they look like they enjoy their gift. I don't want to take it from
them. I have no problem taking someone's gift.
I think if everybody knows going in.
I know.
Then it's fair game.
It is.
Well, here's something, though, that could throw you with your strategy because I feel like, from a surface level, people would probably peg me as someone bringing a gag gift.
Right.
And I do like that. But I'm a wild card. I can do the sentimental stuff. So anyways, that's It's tricky. It's hard to, and I don't know if people, I know when we did our game, we didn't really specify. We just put a limit, right. money mm-hmm. limit on it. It was like $20, $30, right. bucks, something like that.
But I'm always going gag with low price.
Oh, you stuff. Have to. Yeah. If you're spending that little, just make someone laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the plan. What was the coveted item?
Well, there were a couple. There was a kind of like a custom engraved charcuterie board.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That seemed to be a very sought after item. Also, there were a couple bottles of booze.
That's what won at ours.
That seemed to be incredibly enticing to people. But I think, what else was there? I got one of the great gifts. I got the coloring book for the people of Walmart.
So good.
I don't know if our listeners have seen that, but just Google people of Walmart coloring book. It's a thing.
It's what it sounds like.
Yes. Yeah, I had it at our ambassador party, and I thought that I was going to make it through the whole time, and it got stolen at the last minute, and I was really bummed. And then this is how it works, right? Yesterday at our Christmas party here, I got another one, but I got to keep it this time.
This time somebody specifically thought of you and said, yeah. People of Walmart coloring book.
Well, I got a cup that says world's most okay coworker, 3 out of 5 stars.
These are some true gifts.
I loved it.
It was fabulous.
Granted, great.
You gave Chastity something that gave her a tremendous amount of power.
Yeah. Yeah. She's packing now.
Taser.
A taser.
Well, our office is now taser friendly. So if you come in here acting up.
Well, anytime she wanted to talk and for everybody to shut up, she'd just do that taser and then the whole table would just jump.
That was the difference with that one versus other ones I've seen, in that you could activate the taser without it touching something.
Yeah.
Like I've seen some of the ones that the tase doesn't happen until it makes like contact with. So that one just making the sound, I think you related it to a shotgun.
Yeah. I want, you know, the thing is if you have a taser and it makes the right noise, you don't have to shock anybody with it.
That thing was loud. I'll give
it
you that.
It was really loud.
Yeah.
And it's a very scary loud. I don't even know how to explain it.
Well, given the stress that Schwab has caused for Chastity during the holiday season,
it's debatable if I'm going to regret that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you're listening and you've been tased, please email us at connect@afiadvisors.com. I'd love to hear a little more about that.
Because yeah. Josh has volunteered to be tased here at the office.
Well, I volunteered that day. I don't know if that's like an open door invitation.
Josh is like, I'll do that. And we're like, okay. And then that was the end of it.
And I was thinking more of like, you know, a finger, not like my neck. Jugular.
He should have specified.
Dealer's choice.
Yeah. Well, let's please move away from me getting tased.
Don't tase me, bro.
So we've essentially come to the conclusion that Dirty Santa comes. Peter has somewhat of a plan. Brian's plans to cheat, and I have no plan. So this is really what it boils down to, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's a personality test.
Yeah.
I feel like I lost. The only thing worse than mine is like the person who mugs people in the parking lot after just takes it.
I was number one.
I was number one. Give it.
I was able to find some kind of interesting Christmas facts that, you know, some of these aren't, you know, the ooh and ah kinds of things, but there's some really odd things on this list right here.
You know, we like odd.
Oh, yeah. Odd's the best.
So I'm looking at the top where it says Jingle Bells. It was originally a Thanksgiving song. It says Jingle Bells was written by James Lord Pierpont in 1857 for his church's Thanksgiving concert. However, over the years, it became more closely associated with Christmas and is now one of the most popular holiday songs.
It's probably because of how slow it took to get from place to place. They had to start on Thanksgiving to get to their families for Christmas on their sleds.
Making the pilgrimage over the mountain.
Making the pilgrimage, and it's, you know.
I'm trying to think about the lyrics and whether or not any of them are Christmas specific, because that was my first thought was like, how could you make it Thanksgiving specific? But I don't know that it's Christmas specific.
One horse open lyrics. Sleighs can go anytime.
Yeah, it's a it's a sleighing song.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It really slays.
It really slays.
Yeah,
Slayer
I
does a cover of it.
I don't know that there's any Christmas specific lyrics in it. I also thought it was kind of interesting that it was written for a church's Thanksgiving concert because it also doesn't seem very biblical.
No.
I'm
not going to criticize them. They did well. It's still around.
Good job.
Yeah. The day I write a song that lasts hundreds of years, yeah.
I bet James Lord Pyrmont would be an excellent jingle writer today.
The only thing
commercials, yeah.
Remotely is dashing through the snow. And that could be in November, depending upon.
Could be January, yeah. It could be anytime.
Well, let me tell you what the Japanese are doing.
Oh, this one's my favorite.
I had to read this like three times to make sure I was reading it right. But evidently in Japan, it's a tradition for people to enjoy Kentucky Fried Chicken on Christmas. What started as a marketing campaign, go figure, right, by KFC in the 1970s has evolved into a widely adopted tradition of eating a bucket of KFC chicken to celebrate Christmas. Many people even place their KFC orders well in advance to secure it for Christmas dinner.
If eating an entire bucket of KFC chicken is celebrating Christmas, then I took care of that weeks ago.
How wild is that?
That is awesome.
The
I've
power
got no
of
words.
Like the power of influence.
No, that's awesome.
And it even says it's a marketing ploy.
It's a marketing ploy, but think about how much easier the Japanese Christmas is.
That's true.
They could spend more time with their family because the mom's not in the kitchen cooking the whole time.
Do you think the chicken tastes different
at KFC?
Like, do you
in
think
Japan?
Oh,
do you think Japanese chickens taste different than American chickens?
Well, I would think that the recipe, because KFC is so known for their 21 herbs and spices or whatever it is, I would think that that would be the same. But then again, you have so many things in other countries that are on fast food menus that you're like, that's weird.
Well, India has a McDonald's. So
I didn't even know that Japan had a KFC.
I didn't either. I feel bad for them.
Maybe we should have fact-checked
for having a KFC, just one KFC.
For celebrating with KFC, for having KFC. I'm not a bucket of fried chicken person.
I like KFC, but I am not a fan of their new chicken nuggets. They taste exactly like the rest of their chicken, and that just feels wrong to me in a chicken nugget.
I don't mind KFC every once in a while. I do think that Popeyes is superior.
Yeah.
Man, Popeyes is so good.
It's another like 8-minute drive from my house than KFC.
Popeyes is good.
But it's so
good. It is
good.
So good. They have their spicy chicken sandwiches.
It's so good. Have you guys seen The Grinch, the animated Grinch?
No.
Yeah, the original, right? Or are we talking about the Benedict Cumberbatch
one? The 2018
one?
The 2018 computer animated film.
It's good.
It's the highest grossing Christmas film of all time with a huge number after it. Brian, read that number. We'll give you something to do.
512,858,819 dollars worldwide.
Those are actually shroot bucks.
Doll hairs, huh?
No, it's a good movie. I like it. Actually,
I wouldn't have thought that it would be the most of all time.
No. I would have thought, Polar Express or one of those.
Fun fact about Polar Express, first of all, I don't like that movie. It's just kind of boring to me. But
me too.
I read when I was researching Christmas facts that evidently Tom Hanks played like six characters in Polar Express.
He did.
And I didn't know that.
The boys actually just had to do a Christmas book exchange, and we were picking out books. You were supposed to go get kind of a new Christmas book so that everybody can exchange, and we grabbed classics. We did How the Grinch and Polar Express, but the Polar Express version that we got, Kate's telling me as we're walking out the door, otherwise I would have not let the thing go, that the version that we had to give came with a CD of Liam Neeson reading the Polar Express.
That's awesome.
And all I've been thinking about with that the entire is the Taken bit that he does. It's like, I will find you, and I will put you on that train.
I've got a unique set of skills.
Yeah, that. So I'm going to have to go back and find that. But yeah, see? Polar Express. I like the book. Not a huge fan of the movie. I get bored. But you know, there's a huge Polar Express train experience that I know a lot of people here locally have done.
Also, it's really interesting. The second highest grossing Christmas film is Home Alone, from 1990.
Lacey's trying to convince me that Die Hard's a Christmas movie, and that's what. And she's like, "I want to watch it for Christmas." I'm like, "I'm fine with watching it for Christmas. I don't know if it's a Christmas movie."
So, I've been firmly on the side of it's not a Christmas movie; it's an action movie. But then lately, I'm waffling a little bit
because you can be both.
It could be both, but then the comment was made, "Well, then why is Home Alone a Christmas movie?"
Yeah.
Other than it happens at Christmas time. If that's your argument that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, and I've always said, well, she's trying to get home for to see her son at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, it also turns into Kevin having kind of a Christmas wish of his family coming back too.
Right.
Toward the end.
So I'm waffling, but then, you know, I've seen different things. There's people who say that Lord of the Rings can technically be a Christmas movie. Like they've found ways to. So. Watch what you want to watch.
Because of the elves?
I don't know.
Because that's a good point. The elves are the only thing I can think of.
I don't know.
The Lord of the Rings is like the small little snippet of information I know that would be in your guys' world.
Yeah. To be fair, though, if Jingle Bells is a Christmas song, there is snow in Lord of the Rings.
Who knows? People find these interconnections between movies all the time, and that's just... I don't have enough time to pour into it, but I'll watch Die Hard just to watch Die Hard. Yep. I'll watch Home Alone just to watch Home Alone. Although we are very kind of strict in our family of Christmas movies, and maybe this is where it comes from for me. Christmas movies can be watched during Christmas season and then done. It's one of the few things that like we've kind of drawn a line on of saying something has to be special. Like we have to save something. You can't have things on demand all year long. And Christmas to me feels like one of those things that we can kind of hang on to with that. And so we watch Christmas movies at Christmas. I can watch Die Hard in the middle, you know, summer or in spring or whatnot. So I don't know.
Well, let's do this.
And I have to watch Lord of the Rings in the middle of spring and summer.
You have to start it.
Just to finish it.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this. I've got two more things I want to share. Fun facts, but since we're on the topic, I think we talked about this last year around Christmas time. I'm going to go on the record saying best Christmas movie of all time is Christmas Vacation. I don't care. I'll fight you. Come on.
It's a good Christmas movie. They just added in flashback cinema. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys recommend as the best Christmas movie of all time? It's a big statement.
I might go generic and say Elf. I really like Elf with Will Ferrell.
It's a good movie.
It has Zooey Deschanel in it.
It's not the best one of all time, but it is a good
movie. It is good.
Here's my thing with Elf. It's fine.
Yeah.
But the pieces that I like of it, like he's an angry elf. You know? Yes. I like the pieces of Elf more than I like Elf as a whole, like the movie itself. Muppet's Christmas Carol is always going to be my best one. I
forgot about that one.
And then our family, we always watch, and it's not going to be on anybody's list, but Santa Claus the movie. Not the Santa Claus, but it's Santa Claus the movie. It's kind of an older one. It's got John Lithgow as the villain, and who's a toy maker who's trying to put Santa out of business. And then it's got Dudley Moore plays an elf. It's just kind of a... goes back to a simpler time, but it's good. I also like The Year Without Santa Claus with Heath Miser, and
I don't even know that one.
It's more of a claymation-y style, but it's got kind of that famous, you know, song in it that I won't sing because nobody wants me to sing on air.
Sing it.
No, you can edit something in there.
Wait, what's the song?
It's Heath Miser and Snow Miser. So it's The Year Without Santa Claus. Santa decides that nobody cares anymore, so he's not going to go. And, you know, so some of the elves go down and a reindeer gets, you know, caught and all this, that, and the other. And Mrs. Claus comes and saves the day. But she has to get Heat Miser and
Spoiler alert.
To get together.
We forgot to say spoiler alert.
But it's a good jingle. I like that one. But yeah, you can't beat Muppets Christmas Carol.
No.
For me.
I wish I could go back in time and say that was my idea.
Muppets Christmas?
Muppets Christmas Carol is awesome.
Or Muppets in general.
Just Muppets in general. But Muppets Christmas is good.
Well, according to a survey carried out in the United States in September of 2023, consumers plan to spend over 60% of their total holiday season budget online.
That makes sense. Yeah. Now. I'm surprised it's not more.
Me too. I thought that was kind of low.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there are some Black Friday things that people buy in store still, but, you know, Cyber Monday, you know, the Black Friday online things.
What percentage did you guys spend online?
100%.
Same here.
I think I'm about 85.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I bought anything other than, well, I shouldn't say 100% because I'm sure I bought, you know, some little like $5 things here and there.
Everything, you know, needs batteries.
Yeah, you know, that type of stuff. But the majority by a long way.
Well, here's something interesting as well. 60% of the people surveyed said that they plan to purchase clothing and or shoes as gifts for other people.
Okay.
Did you all buy any clothing or shoes for people?
No.
Yes.
I feel like that one's... Clothing and shoes seem like dangerous territory for me.
Yeah, I pretty much only buy for like women, and I'm not touching that topic with them.
I wait till they tell me what they want, what color, what size. But exactly. But then, yeah, you know, if Kate says that's what I want for Christmas... That's what I'm going absolutely. For.
45% of people want gift cards.
And the other 55% just want cash.
I'm more of a cash guy. Yeah.
I do.
Don't golden handcuff me with this Cracker Barrel gift card.
If you're going to give a gift card, just make it Amazon or like a Visa.
I will say that I have no problem with people giving gift cards, especially like for birthdays and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I do think it's a little odd when two people give each other Christmas gifts and they're both gift cards.
Yeah. You've talked about that before.
Yeah. That's just weird to me.
I'm just going to make your money less liquid.
Yeah. It's just, it's odd. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
How about this favorite Christmas candy? See, I hate candy canes, but many people love them.
I'm not like a huge... Yeah, I mean, I like the flavor.
There's peanut butter, like cubes, you know, they...
Fudge?
People, yeah, it's like fudge, but it's peanut butter.
Have you ever had went fudge. I went dog treats. You
know? I don't know. Cheesecake, I don't know.
You ever tried these peanut butter squares? They're really good.
Shaped like bones, but they taste fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking here. I really like fudge a lot.
Yeah. Fudge is good.
And I also like that peppermint bark.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. I don't know. I'm probably butchering it, but that's
I don't know what the appropriate name for it is, but Christmas crack, you know, where it's just all those things mixed together. Still trying to figure out what figgy pudding is. That's one of those things that's on my bucket list just to know what it tastes like, but I'm never going to put the effort in to actually do it. So if someone wants to bring some by, I will try figgy pudding.
I should have looked that up. I don't even know what figgy pudding is. I don't either. Let's give it a good look.
Hold on,
this is a good time. We have a special guest here. Hold on, Alexa. Wait, I'm on my phone. Siri, what is figgy pudding?
Here's some information.
God, this never works.
It's never worked.
Dang it. We've tried this like 3 times and she always leaves me hanging. Siri, please explain to me what figgy pudding is.
Figgy pudding, occasionally piggy pudding, is a vague term used for a class of traditional Christmas dishes usually forming sweet and savory cakes, containing a sour, sweet, creamy layer of honey, fruits, and nuts. This answer is from Wikipedia.
Oh, so
So maybe.
So that's someone's opinion. I know just as little now as I did.
Sounds like a fruit.
30 seconds.
You know, I wasn't allowed to at any point in time cite Wikipedia, but Siri's just like, whatever.
I don't even care anymore. After with all the AI stuff, Siri doesn't care anymore. Yeah. It's like, not my problem.
See, that's what I'm waiting for, is the voice assisted ChatGPT. Then we'll ask them and it'll be even better.
Yeah.
Did you see something more in depth than what Siri said?
Just that rum was later added.
Oh, because they were like, this is so bad, we might as well get drunk and eat it. What does this pudding need? Rum.
So booze have always been one of the favorite gifts for Christmas. Yeah.
I'm sure that's probably true.
Holiday cheer. Yeah. Mead. That holiday cheer. Mead. Well, guys, we're running up on the clock here. We need to sign off, and we're probably done till next year.
Probably,
yeah.
True.
Probably, yeah. So I hope everyone has a good new year. Happy 2024. If I don't see you, which I don't know if I will, you guys have big New Year's plans?
It's my job to wake everybody up before the ball drops.
Oh, yeah.
They all go to sleep, and then I wake them up right beforehand. So, no.
Well, we hope not here. We hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. Send in any info you have if you want to try to get it on the podcast for next year. To connect at AFIadvisors.com, go to our website and follow us on all of our social channels. And we will see you guys in 2024.
See you then.
Hasta luego.
Subscribe.